You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
The word is digital transformation. Spelled digital, as in available in electronic form and readable and controlled by a computer. And transformation, as in a change in form, appearance, nature, or character. Definition: the use of technology to radically improve the performance or reach of the business. Example sentence: the pressure to cut expenses, minimize risk, and keep up with the demands of evolving customers requires companies to adopt a holistic approach to leveraging digital transformation. Origin and context. According to Daniel Shalmo, Christopher Williams, and Luke Boardman in their paper, Digital Transformation of Business Models, they highlight that back in the 90s, even though purchases were still primarily made inside brick-and-mortar stores, often with cash, mass media advertising started tapping into smart devices and social media platforms as methods customers used to communicate with businesses. Businesses started to see that they were now able to communicate digitally with their customers on an individual basis and often in real time. By August 2004, when Larry Page and Sergey Brin took Google public, they also made an internal game-changing decision about how to manage their growing digital infrastructure. Instead of handing the task off to the traditional network management and IT management teams, they gave the task to the development team and essentially invented the idea of infrastructure as code 6 years before we had a name for it. By 2010, some startups realized that they could gain a competitive edge by deploying their products through this model. They would combine the development and operational functions into one DevOps process using code as the glue. By doing this, they became more agile in their ability to respond to customer needs compared to their larger competitors who still kept development and operations separate. These old brick-and-mortar companies might take 2 years to deploy new functionality to their website even. The digitally transformed startups were bragging about 10 new deployments a day. Nerd reference. Back in 2009, two Flickr employees, John Auspaugh, Senior Vice President of Technical Operations, and Paul Hammond, Director of Engineering, gave a now famous presentation at the Velocity 2009 conference titled 10 Plus Deploys Per Day, Dev and Ops Cooperation at Flickr, leading to the concept of a new role combining developers and operations, in other words, DevOps.
From a development point of view, one of the most important things you can do is to set up one-step build. And what we mean by that is everything you need to do to take the code that is currently in your source control system, in SVN, and turn that into a set of files that can be copied onto a production server and run the site. The screenshot that I'm showing on the screen right now is part of Flickr's internal development admin interface. This is the build and stage button. The button at the very bottom of the screen, the one that says perform staging, you click that button, it performs an SVN checkout, it does all of the translations, it compiles all the templates, anywhere where we have compilation that we do for optimization, it does all of that, and then it copies that code onto a staging server so that we can test it.
Automatically.
Automatically.
Which means that you don't have people running this command, and then you run this command. As it turns out, computers are really good at running commands the same time, and the same order over and over again.
Once you've got that one-step build, the next thing you need is a one-step deploy. This is Flickr's internal admin tool for deploying. We have a button. It says, I'm feeling lucky, and you push that, and it pushes the code out to the site. And the same principles apply here. By making it one button, it means that there's very, very little room for error. It means that you're doing your builds and you're doing your deploys in a consistent environment. It means that there's no manual steps that might go wrong.
This is the way we do things, but you see this as a trend. Continuous deployment and continuous integration is starting to show up in a lot of operational tools and even vendors selling things and open source projects as well. So it's just a good idea.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genowee, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. And thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.